Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one of you, and welcome to Spoken Word Church. I'm Pastor Darrell Simmons here in Tacoma Spanaway. You know, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus again, and we want to continue to move forward in the will of God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path in all things. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you, the believers of the household of God, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the center, circumference, the base, the boundary, the balance, the beauty, the sum, and the substance while we're here. We're living in the times that we are feeling fear in our nation, in our capital, around the world. And I'm here to tell you this morning, Spoken Word family and those of the household of God all around the world that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That's right. I said the Son of the living God because he is alive. He's well. He's on the throne. And he is the man that we call upon in the time of need. If you believe him, you can say hallelujah with me. I feel like my shout is coming on in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But today I want to come to you live here at Spoken Word, that we will continue to bring you the living word of God from our own community and those that may be tuning in around the world. You know, this time of season that we're living in and the disposition that we're living in, there's a lot of fear. And the Bible says that we do not have the spirit of fear, but a love, peace, joy, and a sound mind. But I want to talk to you today and speak with us today from the standpoint of the benefits of wisdom in these times. You know, we have to use wisdom. You know that the spiritual things are spiritual things, but also the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, if you would go with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 4, that we can see what thus says the Lord. For it is written, the Bible says, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that what? Proceed out of the mouth of God. So what we're speaking is what the word of God says and not what man says. Again, the book of wisdom is the book of Proverbs, and that's for we want to get wisdom in these times that we're living in. You know, there is dead things that's happening around the world. We have a virus called the COVID-19. COVID-19 is a virus that have killed many people around the world. And I want to say to the loved ones that have lost someone to the COVID-19, I express my condolences unto you. I can't tell you how you feel or what you feel because I myself have not physically lost a loved one to COVID-19. But there are many people around the world that have lost family members, and we know that Jesus Christ still is Lord. And I want to encourage you to continue to trust in him and don't fall back and fall away from trusting in the God that brought you on the way and has positioned you to where you are right now today. God bless you. So in the book of Proverbs, in the name of Jesus, Father, before we go, we want to thank you and we praise you and we lift up your holy name. Father, we ask that you will cover these families and we will cover the nation. God, we ask that you would give our leaders of the nation, the congregation, the congregations, and the congregations around the world. Father, we ask that you would lift up the cabinet members to have wisdom in the name of Jesus, that they will follow the ways of the land that you have given unto them in the name of Jesus. And man, do not fall into greed and self-afflicted wounds in the name of Jesus, but think about the people in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for covering us by your mighty hand. We speak Psalms 91 that said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God. So we give you praise, honor, and glory, and God bless you once again. So let's go to the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to read and open up in the first verse, going to the seventh verse. Today, I'm so excited again to be in the house of God because, you know, the word of God says that it will go out to accomplish that which is set out to do and that it will not return void. How many know that God is not voided. That God's still on the throne. God is God, and beside him there is no other God. Regardless of what's happening in our nation, what's happening in our communities, and what's happening around the world, but we will use wisdom in these times, in this dispensation. We will not say that we are so spiritual that there were no earthly good, because we have to use wisdom in these times, in this dispensation. So in the book of Proverbs, I'm excited this morning. I'm excited to come to you. I'm just so excited because I know the word of God is true, and therefore we uphold the word of God. Let me say this before I begin here in the word of God. I truly believe, it's my belief, you might don't believe this, but I truly believe that this is a time that we as a nation, as a people, whole, brown, white, black, green, whatever your ethnicity is a time that we must be still and know that he is Lord. This is a time, I believe, that we need to refocus and recenter on what is more important to us in life. Life is life with family and love. It's also a time to the world to be still and know that we cannot be so busy in our daily activities that we're working so hard to maintain a lifestyle to where we have no time to rest and take care of our immune systems to be strong and vibrant as God has called us to be. So I'm pleading unto the nation all around the world to take off undue stress from the people, that they may live a quiet and peaceable life, as the word of God says. And in the book of Romans, he said, there's no power to be which is not ordained of God. God has placed people in positions to look after the people, not to dictate, not to rule the people, and put people so much in harm's way. Let's refocus our nation, because our nation is one of the strongest nations. Our nation is one of the richest nations, because our nation was founded on the principles of God alone. Amen. So let's go to the book of Proverbs in the fourth chapter, beginning here in the first verse. And the word of God says, hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. It says, for I give you doctrine, forsake ye not my laws. He says, for I give you doctrine, and that word doctrine is that he gives us the truth, and don't forsake the laws of what he's saying, because wisdom is the principal thing. And verse 3 says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. He says, let the heart retain the words of God. Retain the words of God. Remember what God says. Hold fast to the promises of God, and all the promises of God is yes and amen to them that believe. He says, keep my commandments and live. If we keep the commandments of God, our beloved family around the world, we will live. Live a life of peace, harmony, unity, and love under commandments of God. And verse 4 says here, verse 5 again, excuse me, says, get wisdom. That's what we want to talk about, the benefits of wisdom in these times. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. It says to get wisdom, and into getting wisdom, we must get God's understanding. Now, I'm not here to prophesize and declare it and claim, say, I know what's going on in the world and why we have a COVID-19. No, I am not here to say that. But we must get God's wisdom in these dispensations, in the time that we live in, and get the understanding of God. If we understand God, God will take care of us. God will see us through. God will make a way out of no way, because God is God all by himself, and there is no other God that will be above him. So we look to God, we look to the hills which cometh our help, and our help only comes from the Lord. We get wisdom from God, we get understanding from God, and to God's wisdom, it's a principal thing that we know how to maneuver, we know how to operate, we know how to function in these times that we're living in. And these times that we're living in, they call a new thing. And I heard the Bishop T.D. Jakes said there's a new word that came out. It's called social distancing. And social distancing, which is what we see, it says that we are to keep, what, 2 centimeters away, which equals to about 6 feet from a person when we come in contact because of the COVID-19 and the disease that is out there. But I'm here to tell you, yes, we do the principal thing. We do the knowledgeable thing because it says first come the natural and then come the spirit. We must obey the laws. We must obey the rules. But doesn't dictate to us to take God out of the principal thing because he is the center of all things. And I want you to remember that. And so what we're going to do now, I want to share with you and go to the word of God. Oh, I'm so excited about this because I know this is true. I know this is real, and I know this is honorable unto the Lord. So let's go to the book of old. Let's go to the book of Numbers. Let's go to the book of Numbers. Glory to God. If you believe me, say amen, amen, amen. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 14. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. That's the book of old. And we're going to deal with this from the perspective of what we see that has already been written. How many of you know out there that's looking and listening know that there's nothing new under the sun? Before COVID-19 was, God was. Amen. Before Ebola was, God was. Amen. Before any disease there was, God was. And we can see through all scripture there have been many different types of diseases. There have been many types of infections. But guess what? Everybody overcame that needed to overcome in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And you will overcome what's going on in the world. So let's look here in the 14th chapter, beginning at the first verse. This is the book of old in the 14th chapter. And it goes like this. And all the congregation lift up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. So if you look at this, all the people around the world, around the globe, they're lifting up their voice. They're crying out. They're crying out. There's a cry, a deep cry. What is the cry? The cry may be, God, why is this happening? God, what's going on? How could this be? Is this something that you are doing to us? I'm not here to say that God is doing this to us because God is not a God that kills. God is a God that brings life in the name of Jesus. Amen? Glory to God. Look at this. And in verse 2 it says, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness. Because of this epidemic, because of the outbreak, many people are saying, we should just die. No, you don't want to just say that you would die. Because God is alive. There's no situation in life. There's no situation in the world that God cannot overpower, overcome, and overtake. What I'm saying to you, stay in faith. Stay in the wisdom of God. Know that you too can be strong in a time of need. There are many people that are falling away. There are many people that had fallen away. And a time like this will cause many people to fall away and walk away from the love of God. Look at this. And it goes on in verse 3, it says, and wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land? To fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey. Would it not better for us to return to Egypt? Many will say, my children, my mother, my father, we're dying. Would it not be for us to return back into Egypt? Would it not be if we just be without the Lord?
Would it not be better for us to go back into the hands of the adversary, the accuser of the brethren? Because we know when the people was in the land of Egypt, they was under a hardship. And the hardship was one called Pharaoh that depressed the people. He denied people freedom. He denied people love. He denied people prosperity. I'm asking you today, not to fall away, not to want to go back into the world, not to let what's happening right now take you away from the love of God. My prayer unto you, my brothers and sisters, today is come into more of the knowledge, more of the understanding, and more of the love of God, that it be shedded abroad in your heart. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to bondage. How many know that God is not a God that will take you back, that God is a God that will launch you forward? He will launch you forward. He will give you the strength that you need in the time of need. And then it goes on to say here in verse 5, then Moses and Aaron fell on their face before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. I'm pleading with you right now, as Moses and Aaron did, because the people wanted to go back. They wanted to fall away, but they fell on their face. They fell on their face because they was praying unto God, because they knew how God had brought them out of that which they were in. You know the story that Moses was sent by God. He was sent to Pharaoh because God heard the cry of the people, and he asked Moses at the burning bush. He says, Moses, I want you to go and to deliver the message unto Pharaoh. And Moses himself say, who am I, Lord? That is the situation. That is the word. It's nothing that we can go, but it's the one who sends us and the one that speaks on our behalf. I believe this time that God will speak on the behalf of this epidemic, this COVID-19, and there will be a day and there will be a time that everything will cease. Everything will be peaceful into the land. We have overcame many difficult times in our land in the days that we live in. So be not afraid. Walk not in fear, but walk in the wisdom and the counsel of God. Do the right thing to protect your life and your family and your loved ones, because God is on your side. God is on your side. Now let's go over to the book of Numbers in the 16th. In the 16th chapter, I want to encourage you today to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Know that he is the God of peace, love, and joy. And when we turn away from that which God has brought us and want to go back, and then there are many that will be around you to try to get you to come out of the love of God, as we see here in Scripture. In verse 1, it says, now Korah was one that walked with Moses and Aaron, and it says, Korah, the son of Issachar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and On, the son of Phelet, the son of Reuben, took men. See, this is the place and time where we're living in, and a dispensation of what can happen if we don't benefit from the wisdom of God, that there could be separation from God. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, don't let anything separate you from the love of God. Who will separate us from the love of God? Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, man. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this, because it's written, it's in the Scriptures, that we must stay strong and be encouraged of the Lord's power and the Lord's might. There are many things that God is showing people around the world, and even showing us today, that we ourselves in the body of Christ must examine ourselves and truly center ourselves to make sure that we trust God the way that we're supposed to trust God, that we lean not to our own understanding, but we acknowledge him in the wisdom and get principal understanding from the glory of Christ Jesus. And verse 2, it says, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 200 and 50 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. People will rise up. People will separate. As we can see in this land right now, there is people rising up. You have the left wing and the right wing. You have this wing and that wing, and everybody living in the west wing. All these different things people are rising up against. Against what? Against the knowledge, the wisdom, the power, the understanding, the love, and the prosperity of God alone. So these men decide to rise up. They rising up against one that God had took the time to send to deliver them, to watch over them, to speak life into them, to encourage them. Now they want to rise up because they decide that they want to go back into bondage. My brothers and sisters, this is not a time for us to want to give in, to give up. Paul says that he pressed towards the mark of the high call to become a son of God. This is a time that we must press more into the house of God, not into a physical building, but into the house of God, understanding the purpose that God has placed us here on this earth, that we may draw them to know him, to love him, to honor him, and to serve him. This is a time that we all must get a spiritual checkup in our lives, because not just because of what's happening in COVID-19, but because society is at a standstill. So that tells me that we must gather our own selves in thought and in mind and understand spiritual things, because God speaks to us in many different ways, and that we must hear and heed to what God is saying to each and every one of us around the world. And verse 3 says, "And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, Ye took too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell on his face." Moses is again pleading. As I come to you today pleading, asking you not to give up, asking you not to walk in fear. I'm asking you to walk in the benefit of the wisdom of God in these times that we're living in, because wisdom is the principal thing. And to all things, we must get a godly understanding, No one knows. The Bible says the time of the hour that the Son of Man will return. But we know that he will return, and he will reward, and he will repay. I'm pleading with you right now today is to walk in faith, but most of all, walk in the wisdom of God. Yes, we know that we are spirit filled. We have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, but also you have the knowledge of God dwelling in you too as well. So keep yourself safe. Walk in the secret place of the Most High God, as it says in the book of Psalms 91, in the name of Jesus. Now let's look at this here from the standpoint of the benefits of wisdom in these times. You say, why do you need to speak about wisdom? Why is wisdom so important? Because man has their own outlook on what wisdom is. And a man has different definition of their own wisdom. But what we want to get is the definite article of what wisdom is and how we are to apply wisdom in our own lives. So let me share with you from this standpoint wisdom. Wisdom is the capacity to see things from God's perspective. Let me say that again. Wisdom is the capacity to see things from God's perspective, not from man's perspective, but from God's perspective, and respond according to scriptural principles. What do you mean respond to according to scriptural principles? We respond to what God says because it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, the natural substance, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. That is spiritual principles. We are to follow the benefits of God. We are to seek God's counsel. We are to seek the Lord in all that we do, that we may have a full understanding of our surroundings and the times that we're living in. I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to be vibrant. I want you to still love God like you have always loved him. Love his son like you have always loved him. Don't fall away to fear, because as we know, fear is the false evidence appearing real. Yes, there's real things happening in our world. There are many people dying all over the globe, but we're still not going to walk in fear. We're going to walk in the wisdom of God, and we're going to take our directions as God gives us direction spiritually. We're going to take direction as God has placed people in authority to walk out the things that we need to walk out, that we may have a better understanding, that we can live a quiet and peaceable life, that we can make sure that our families are okay and that they are walking according to what God is saying and what God is doing and what God has already accomplished. Amen. How many know that nobody is better qualified in this world? I don't care if you're a bishop, you're an apostle, you're a president, you're the CEO of the Fortune 500. I don't care if you have a small church, a large church, a big church, or whatever you may be doing, renowned or what. No one is better qualified to give you direction more than the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Spirit that dwells in us that gives directions for us to follow. It's the Spirit that dwells in us that gives direction for us to lead and to guide and to direct. That's why you say, well, why aren't we as the church? Why are we not coming together to assemble together? Why is that? Because we're using God's wisdom. We're using God's wisdom. This is not a time for the whole body of Christ to get sick and fall out and never show up again to the house of God. No, it's not a time for that. It's a time for us to use what God has given to us, that we may reach the people of God wherever they may be in the world. So no one is better qualified than the Lord himself is to give instructions. According to the book of Proverbs, we get our instructions the best way by facilitating what God says in the Word of God. Let's go back to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs in chapter 3. Book of Proverbs in chapter 3. You thought you would need your Bible today, huh? Mm-hmm. Yep, I know you thought you would need your Bible. So get your Bible. Get it out. Open it up. Let's share the Word of God together. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Book of Proverbs chapter 3. Let's go right here in Scripture, right here in verse 5, it says, right, trust in the Lord. Trust in who? The Lord with all thine heart. It says, lean not unto thine own understanding. So we have to what? Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. And then it says that we must what? Acknowledge him in all the ways, and he shall what? Direct our path. When you hear what's happening around and you hear the CDC, which is the Center of Disease Control, we have to understand that we must still trust in the Lord, because God has placed them here on earth to help us with guidance, with direction, that we may follow those things as they put out. But as they put them out, we still don't operate in fear, because fear will have your mind clogged. Fear will have your mind with hypertension. Fear will cause you to have anxiety. And we don't need anxiety, because there's so much anxiety that's happening in the world right now today as we live and as I speak to you. There's a high level of anxiety that's going on. And God wants us to still walk in peace and in comfort. Walk in peace, walk in comfort, walk in wisdom, walk in knowledge, walk in God's perspective of understanding what we're faced with in these times.
and these times too shall pass. These times too shall pass. You ought to give yourself a high five and say, these times too shall pass. I'm standing. I'm trusting. I'm believing. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in might. I'm walking in the authority of God. But I will walk in wisdom because wisdom will benefit me. I am not naive to the plots and ploys and no emo of the adversary, the accuser of the brethren. He only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. In John 10:10, Jesus said, I come to give you life, life more abundantly. How do you get abundant life? You get abundant life by benefit from the wisdom of God and not being naive to what your surroundings and what's happening in the world that we live in. Let's look in Proverbs 3:21. Let's go over to the 21. It says, my son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. He says to keep what? Sound wisdom. To keep sound wisdom. Sound wisdom is godly wisdom. Sound wisdom is godly understanding. Then shall thou walk in the way safely, and thy fool shall not stumble. And thy foot should not stumble. So if we walk in the wisdom of God, and then we have God's grace upon us, then we'll walk in the safe way, and thy foot will not stumble. 24 says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. When we go to sleep at night, and that we rest at night, there should not be any fear that comes upon us. Why? Because we're walking in the grace. We're walking in the wisdom. We're walking in the soundness and the pureness of the love of God by obeying the laws of the land that we live in and not main laws in our own thinking. It says, trust in the Lord, my beloved, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and God will direct us. There is a day and there's a time, there's an hour that I believe that the hand of God will hover over the globe of the world, and he will take this death angel. He will take this COVID-19. He will remove it far away that it will hurt and harm no one. Ever again, I believe this, but until that time, let's stay using the wisdom of God. Let's stay walking in the principal things of God. So when we walk in divine wisdom, we can rest and be assured that the Lord is with us, because the Bible does say that he never leave us nor forsake us, that he never seen the righteous begging for anything. This is a time for those that do not know the Lord. And I'm not using this platform to promote my ministry, but I am speaking about those outside of the life of Jesus to come to know him, to come to understand him, to come to acknowledge him, to come to walk in the wisdom of God, that you can live a quiet and peaceable life. That when you rest at night, fear does not come upon you. Panic does not take you out of the way. That you can walk in comfort. That you can walk in joy. That you can walk in hope. And that you can walk in peace. And when we do this, we can enter into any situation and know that he is there and that he will cover us. He will protect us under any circumstances, under anything that try to defeat us, because he says, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God in pulling down what? Strongholds, thing to try to hold our nation down. People that try to hold the people down,
People that tried to get the people to turn back from that which God brought them out of, the bondage mentality. God will, and God is, sitting on the throne. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. So when we walk in divine wisdom, we walk with God's protection. When we walk in divine wisdom, we walk in God's counsel. Psalms 91 is so powerful because it does say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then it says, I will say that the Lord is my rock and my fortress. Only in him shall I trust, and he shall deliver me. God will deliver us from these days and times that we're living in. My beloved, get yourselves healthy. Get your mind spiritually with understanding that you may truly know what the hope and the calling and the inheritance that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has for you. He has something for you. And then we know, God says in his word, in the book of Chronicles 7 and 15, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, walk in humility, not arrogance, but humble themselves, seek my face, turn. There has to be a turning. Turning from their own ways. Then he says, I God alone, who sits on the throne, will hear from heaven, and I God alone will heal the land. That is scripture. That is the Spirit of God that has been given to us, written in the book, that we may read and understand what God is saying to his people who has been called by his name. We're called by the name of the Lord. We're called by the name of the Lord. He called you by name. He knows your name. He knows where you are. He knows your pain. He knows your hurt. He knows your sorrow. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So wisdom, we benefit from this. Wisdom protects us from various sources of wickedness, evilness. Wisdom protects us from dangerous situations. It protects us from harmful substances. Wisdom protects us from harmful substances. Let's stand here and stop here for a moment. Wisdom protects us. Wisdom shows us. Wisdom speaks to the core of our spirit, soul, mind, and body. Wisdom keeps us. Wisdom holds us together. Wisdom lets us understand and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. During these times, we must benefit from the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is showing us that we must be still and know that he is God. That we to our own selves have to take time and refocus our purpose. Wisdom is telling us that there's nothing too hard for God. Wisdom is sharing with us that God is above all things. God will see us through. He has never left us, nor is he in the time and disposition to leave. Don't turn away. Stay in the love of God. And for you that do not know him, My prayer, as it was with Moses and Aaron, they fell to their face, not because they was walking in fear because they was going against them, but they was walking in the reverential fear of God because they was crying out to God on the behalf of the people that did not understand what God had done for them. And they was crying out to them because they wanted to go back in bondage. God never desires for us as a people to be in bondage. God never desires for us as a people to walk in fear. Fear, again, is the false evidence appearing to be real. But it is real. What's happening around the world. I don't negate that. I'm not above that. What I'm saying is that we must use the wisdom of God and that we must slow ourselves down, examine ourselves. As it says in the book, prove ye your own self that is Christ in you, who is your hope and glory. Walk in peace, walk in love, walk in joy, but most of all, walk in the wisdom of God. I pray for you and your family all over the world. I pray for all the frontline defenders that are out there, the nurses, the doctors. I pray safety upon you. I pray for the cabinet of the United States, our president. I pray for all the congressmen and all the women. I pray for the whole body of Christ. I pray for them in Pakistan. I pray for them in Turkey. I pray for them in Germany. I pray for everyone around the world that their life will be centered on Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And as we continue to move forward, know that I said move forward. They wanted to go back. They wanted to move back. They wanted to go back because they felt more comfortable where they were. Because of what was happening. There is nothing that God cannot do. There will be times that you and I will be pressured with many things in life. There will be times that we will see things that don't seem like they're going our way. There will be times that you and I don't have understanding. That's why the Bible says to lean not to your understanding, but get an understanding from God. Because God will direct our way and he will direct our path. So trust him, believe in him, hold fast to the promises of God. Know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we lift up the name of Jesus, not because in a church building, we are the building, we are the body, we are the believers, we are the true ones that's been called by God, and that we speak to the earth, and the earth shall move according to the voice of God and the word of God. My beloveds and sisters, on this day, the year of our Lord, 2020, seeing through the eyes of God what he is doing, what he is saying, everything is going our way in the Lord. I pray for your family. I pray for spoken word. I pray for the Cathedral of Central Texas. I pray for all the CCI pastors around the globe that you will stand in the comfort of God, that you will stand in the wisdom of God, that you will stand in the knowledge of God, and that you will trust him in these times. We must benefit from the wisdom of God, and that we will walk in peace, walk in harmony, walk in unity, but most of all, we walk in strength, knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord. I want to say God bless you. Until we meet again, we'll see you on our next time. Our air service will be streaming live until this dispensation and this time pass. But we will always bring the word of God to you in truth, in power, in light, in love. So until we meet again, God be the glory. Let your house walk in peace. Let your strength be up on you, and let God cover you to lead you the right way. God bless you. Have a great day.